It's Holy Saturday. Welcome to today's podcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Since there is no Mass celebrated during the day, there is technically no station for this day. There is a station for the Vigil Mass, which is St. John Lateran. The Vigil, however, is ideally supposed to begin at midnight, though now exceptions are made and it can begin earlier. Next to and apart from the main basilica of St. John Lateran is the ancient octagonal-shaped baptistry. It was established by Pope Sixtus III, perhaps on an earlier structure. It is said that Constantine had been baptized there, but Constantine was actually baptized in the east by an Arian bishop. This baptistry was for many generations the only baptistry in Rome, and all catechumens were once baptized here. They would descend into the pool at the center of the structure and, when they emerged, were anointed all over and then clothed with their white baptismal garments. All during Lent we've been losing things, we're being deprived in our senses, it is as if we are dying liturgically. At first we lost instrumental music and flowers, we lost the joyful word Alleluia. When we came to the fifth Sunday of Lent, First Passion Sunday, statues and images are draped in purple in our churches, at least I hope they are. We also, in the extraordinary form, lost the Judica part of the psalm and the prayers at the foot of the altar, and we stop saying the Gloria Patri after certain prayers. After the Mass on Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament is removed from our churches to some other place. The altar is stripped. Bells are no longer rung. They are replaced with wooden noisemakers. On Good Friday, there isn't even a Mass, though we are able to receive Holy Communion, and Father even winds up speechless on the floor and then removes his shoes later on. On Holy Saturday, there isn't any Mass at all because the vigil is supposed to start at midnight, so the church is silent, quiet, still, as if we are in the tomb with the Lord. Holy Saturday continues until darkness falls and we are sitting still, silent in the darkness of a church. Until suddenly there is a spark in the darkness, and the church gloriously springs to life again. The dark of night is put to flight. A single spark turns into flames spreading through the hands of everyone in the congregation. The liturgical death that we experience in the church reveals something about how Christ emptied himself of his glory in order to save us from our sins and teach us who we are. If we can connect ourselves in heart and mind with the Church's liturgy in which these sacred mysteries are represented, then by our active receptivity, we become participants in the saving mysteries of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. Of course, to begin this active receptivity, we must be baptized members of the Church, and we must be in the state of grace. I hope that this Lent has been a good period of preparation for you before the joyful celebration of Easter and our own character as risen members in the Lord who has already defeated death for us. From The World's First Love by Fulton J. Sheen. Through the centuries, the Church Fathers have said that our Lord keeps for himself half his regency, which is the kingdom of justice, but the other half he gives away to his mother, and this is the kingdom of mercy. At the marriage feast of Cana, our Lord said that the hour of his passion was not yet at hand, the hour when justice would be fulfilled. But his blessed mother begged him not to wait, but to be merciful to those who were in need, and to supply their wants by changing water into wine. 3 years later, when not the water was changed into wine, but the wine into blood, he fulfilled all justice, but surrendered half his kingdom by giving to us that which no one else could give, namely, his mother. Behold, thy mother. Whatever mothers do for sons, that his mother would do for us and more. By Bishop Jacques-Bénigne Bossuet. The whole of my career has been only a handful of years, and in reaching this age, how many perils have I escaped? How many illnesses? What has kept the course of my days from having come to an end at any moment? Death prepares many ambushes. In the end, we will fall into its hands. I see a tree battered by the wind. It loses leaves every minute. Some resist more, others less. But those few that escape the storm will at last be conquered by winter, which always comes to wither them and to make them fall. It is the same in life. The large number of men who run the same course ensures that some of them will reach the end of it, but after having avoided the various attacks of death, and arriving at the end after so many perils, they fall at the race's end. Their life extinguishes itself like a candle that consumes its own matter. My life has been only a handful of years, and of these, in how many of them have I really lived? Sleep resembles death more than life. Childhood is the life of a beast. How many days would I like to erase from the days of my youth? And when I am older, how many more shall I add to that total? Let us see what remains. What shall I then count if all of these are not to be reckoned? The time during which I felt a certain contentment, or in which I acquired some honor? But how much of this sort of time is scattered throughout my life? If I take away sleep, illnesses, and times of anxiety for my life, and now I take up all of the things in which I have had some contentment or honor, how much will that be? As to this contentment, did I enjoy it all at once? Have I not had it in parcels? Have I had it without anxiety? And if there has been anxiety, should I count it as a time that I reckon or a time that I do not? Has not anxiety always divided every 2 moments of contentment? Is it not always thrown across them to prevent them from meeting one another? What then is left to me? Of lawful pleasures, a useless memory. Of illicit ones, regret, and a debt to be paid in hell or by penance. How right we are to say that our time passes. It truly passes, and we pass with it. My whole being rests upon a single moment. It is all that separates me from nothingness. When that moment has passed, I snatch another one. They pass one after another, and one after another I join them together, trying to reassure myself, and I do not perceive that they carry me with them, and that I will soon be out of time. This is my life, and what is so frightening is that what to my sight seems fleeting is to God an eternal present. These things have to do with me. What belongs to me belongs to time, because I myself depend upon time. Yet they belong to God before they belong to me, and they depend on God before they depend upon time. Time cannot wrest them from his empire, for he is above time. To him they remain, and they enter among his treasures. What I have lost, I will find again. What I do in time passes through time to eternity, for time is comprehended by and is under the rule of eternity and leads to eternity. I enjoy the moments of this life only as they pass. When they pass, I must respond to them as if they had remained. It is not enough to say, they have gone, I will think no more of them. They are gone to me, yes, but to God, no. And he will ask me for a reckoning of them. If this life is a small thing because it is passing, what are we to think of those pleasures that do not last for a whole lifetime and which pass by in a moment? Are they worth their price? Oh, my God, I resolve with all my heart in your presence every day to think about death, at least when I lie down and when I rise. And with this thought, I have little time, I have a long road to travel, perhaps I have less further to go than I think. I will praise God for having brought me to think about repentance, and I will put order into my affairs, into my confession, into my meditation, thinking not about what passes, but with great care, great courage, and great diligence about what remains. Thank you for listening. With this offering, our series of podcasts for Lent now comes to an end. I hope that they have been helpful for you. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Please pray for me as I will for you.